Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Casella, Tor, standing by. I'll take color 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
A little quieter than I thought. All right, a man in South Pacific Islands had his junk rot away after he injected it with Vaseline to try to make it bigger.
Why would you think that is the answer?
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know what the answer would be, but I don't know why you would go ahead and do that.
I mean, could you even do that with, like, collagen? Would that work?
No, don't mess with your junk.
Right. I mean, that's obviously option number one, but this guy felt the need to mess with it.
It seems like it would be crazy to inject
anything?
Vaseline. Like just the...
Anywhere.
Viscosity of it doesn't seem like it'd go through the needle.
I feel like, you know, every time you... Like, what's that noise, man? Like Stretch Armstrong.
It's just Vaseline, I swear.
So weird.
It really is.
It's petroleum jelly.
And like that Vaseline has ended up on a lot of junk. It didn't make any of it bigger.
No, and there's no structural integrity to it. So it's not going to last. It's just going to go wherever it decides to go.
That's right.
I think it'll be very misshapen by the time you're done.
Yeah. Oh, lumpy.
It's Vaseline, man.
It'd be like that weird hot dog I ate the one time.
A church in Ohio is going viral for its sign after someone stole its air conditioning unit. Quote, whoever stole our AC unit, keep it. It's hot where you're going.
They're like, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. You're going to hell.
Going to hell. Steal the Lord's AC. It's hot out here. Two people in Kansas stole a life-size cutout of the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes from a store. Then got in a car accident fleeing the scene.
All that for a cardboard cutout.
Your one job is that you're a getaway driver.
Right. Hire
the
best.
Mike, I don't think they're professionals now. They were stealing a cardboard cutout.
Fair.
I don't think this was a real wheel man they hired.
But still, Ted, when you and I are going to go commit a crime, it's like, okay, Ted, you're going to go in there, you're going to grab the thing, I'm going to be the getaway driver. That means I need to do my best as a getaway driver and not get pulled over and not get into an accident.
For the record, everybody heard that. He's part of this crime.
No, because I would have gotten away with it.
Oh, Ted, you go in there and steal everything.
That's right. Then I drive away before he gets
back.
Mike
pulls off.
It was Ted. There's a new wearable chair that you can buy called the Lex Chair. Straps to your legs and butt and automatically folds out when you go to sit. You can pre-order one for $400.
Are you that lazy?
Just sit down in a seat that's there. Just sit
Sometimes
down.
There's not a seat, Miles.
Well, where am I going that I need? I'm in a long line at the bank?
Sure. Okay. You're waiting for the new iPhone to come out? So you're staying up throughout midnight? Maybe you're waiting for a movie to come out.
On hold with customer service.
Ah, then it comes in handy.
Maybe you
pop down.
Right?
Maybe take up as much space as you want.
Maybe you come in and you do a news segment and you need an official chair.
Ooh.
Well, or there's no seats on the bus. You just plop down in the aisle. And...
Piece of advice, I would not walk around here in a wearable chair. It's not going to end well.
It could go well. Works in a terminal. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It says, this is vile. A woman's foot blister exploded on an American Airlines flight to Miami on Wednesday.
It did. Oh, man.
The blood splattered on two men sitting in the aisle in front of her. Miles actually showed us a picture of somebody's book that it splashed onto.
I don't understand how this blister was that big that it shot that much blood.
They just said she came on with flip-flops. This thing burst for whatever reason. And yeah, the guy sitting in front of her just got sprayed with
two guys.
Blood and pus.
Right. And I don't think it's limited to those two guys. I think they got the brunt of it. I think everybody else looked at them and said, wow, thank God I'm not them.
How big was this blister?
Right.
It had to be ginormous.
Right.
Based on how far it went, all the substance that was in it.
And what footwear were you wearing? One, where you could make it through the airport, and two, it was open. And is she one of those people that takes her shoes off on the plane?
She had flip flops.
She had flip flops on.
Flip flops.
Because she had a big dadgum blister on there.
So look, if you're working TSA, man, don't worry about what's in my bag. If you see big blister foot rolling through,
Lance,
tell her to put
thing.
On a sock.
God,
so gross.
That is the grossest story I've heard in a long time.
It's disgusting. Okay, so which one is worse? The one where the blood splatters on somebody, or the one that was on the guy's leg? I think where the pus was just dripping right there in the aisle.
I think the blood spattering.
Right, because the guy
he's gross.
Oozing, right, is gross, but it's not getting on me.
That's fair. Yep. An ex-con in France was recently caught for a string of burglaries, and he admitted that he wanted to be caught. Why? He wanted to go back to prison because they had a paid TV channel called Canal Plus for free.
Jeez.
You see how much it would cost him a month?
$11.
$11.
What does this channel have?
A month.
Canals and Plus.
I mean, it's not like one channel specifically.
Right?
Is why the guy wanted to go back.
Is this a nature channel?
I don't know.
Man, it could...
Yeah, I had to go back to jail back. We got free cable.
We got free cable.
I was like, man, yeah, like...
I don't want to buy that extended package. No, sir.
Going back for the cable.
Right? That's good cable. You got options then.
Yeah, I mean, this network has something going on, obviously.
A bride from Georgia was going to the Bahamas for her bachelorette party last week, so she and her bridesmaids collected supplies for hurricane victims, and they showed up to the airport with 40 suitcases filled with everything from canned food to clothes.
That's awesome. I just wonder what you could do.
Put them in.
Well, you're going on a bachelorette party.
Sure.
I just don't know how much is left. I mean, I can see bringing stuff down there. I just... You know how, like, certain things for certain times in certain places?
Sure.
It just seems like a strange place to party when they haven't figured out where everybody is.
Well, I think they change, like, hey, we already have these.
Okay.
Why don't we make it more of a...
Right, I'm glad they brought stuff down there. I just, like, I don't see the party environment happening that would, you know.
Delta waived the baggage fees, by the way, so good on that.
That's very cool.
I'm going to start telling them that.
I know. I'm thinking I would have been one of those people in the airport, like, look at these chicks. What do they need with those 40 darn bags?
Bringing everything, including the kitchen sink.
Right. Somebody would be like, it's relief effort.
I'm taking this large bag of mine down to relieve my daughter in California.
The website Thrillist.com just put together a list of the best U.S. cities for bar hopping. What do you think?
I read a couple of these. It makes sense.
Portland,
you know what?
Chicago, it's anywhere.
It's not based on beer. It's based on bars, which I like. You know, they say, what's the best beer cities to go to?
Okay, right.
These are seriously the best.
Is it on foot? That would make a huge difference. Like, I wouldn't pick L.A. because that's a city where everybody drives.
Because it is bar hopping, so you're right, Ted. There's
my two picks, personally, for myself, New Orleans first.
Sure, yeah.
And Chicago second.
No, actually, I'm right there with you.
I put San Fran on there.
Yeah, San Fran's solid, yeah.
I got none of those on my list. I've got Atlanta, Chicago, and New York City. It even says some smaller places like Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, they get a lot of bars. They get a lot of breweries.
Nice.
So you can walk around downtown. I believe is it Sierra Nevada might be there?
Right.
There's two or three West Coast breweries there. And then all the stuff from the East Coast.
Chicago is great. And there's bars all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Atlanta, I would just think it'd be too hot.
That's why you're drinking.
Yeah.
72% of beer drinkers said that they've traveled somewhere specifically to try the beer, according to a new survey.
Yeah, like a brew pub.
Got to be a really, really big lover of beer.
Wait a minute, there's a whole
Travel across states?
Yeah.
All right.
Plenty of people will go to Napa to drink wine. You know,
what's the difference?
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, they go to Kentucky to do the bourbon trail. They go to Tennessee to do the whiskey trail. Why not?
Sure, why not?
They go to Iowa to do the mellow corn trail down to Kentucky.
Oh, God knows the mellow corn trail. One of the biggest.
Have you guys taken a trip just for a specific beer or liquor, though?
I haven't, but when I've gotten to the city, I'll find where the local swill is, and I'll go.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. I mean, I don't go on trips to In-N-Out Burger, but if I see one, I pull over and go.
And I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I think that's just a different type of person that's like, all right, I like this beer that much. I'm flying to that city.
Hey, by the way, quick update, Mike. The Canal Plus channel. As a porn channel.
I wondered.
Oh. Canal.
I wondered.
I get it now.
Yeah.
See what they did there.
I don't want to pay $11 for that.
Going back to jail just to watch porn.
Right? You don't have to pay for it anymore. I guess it was really good porn.
But I love being around a bunch of other dudes when I'm sexually harassed. Nothing makes me feel better.
The dating site Plenty of Fish is banning photo filters to make it harder for people to misrepresent what they look like. 70% of members in a new poll said that they think filters are deceptive.
They should also ban arms.
Or makeup. I mean, right? Isn't that what it is?
Well, yeah, as people hold them up above them, it gives a totally different look of what their body is.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard.
Close-up shots?
But I don't know. It just, like, look, if you're on a dating app, you might as well show people what you actually look like.
Right?
Man, I don't know.
A serial flasher in Florida had a pretty honest answer when he was asked why he does it.
Why's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Reno. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Reno, you understand how this year's game is played.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Here is your story. There's a 51-year-old man from Klein, Texas, and he's wanted by the police right now for divorcing his wife. Because he divorced her without actually telling her. Apparently, she found out back in May when she got a bunch of court documents telling her that her divorce was final. Again, this is a divorce that she did not know was happening. Well, the cops investigated, and they figured out that this guy had forged the documents from his wife and then forged a signature from a notary to make the divorce happen. So now he's wanted for aggravated perjury, and the cops are trying to track him down. He can get up to 10 years in prison for this. Oh, and because the court knows the truth about the divorce, it's been invalidated, so technically this dude is still married to the wife that he faked the divorce from. My question is, do you believe that this genius is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
I'm gonna say Mexi.
You're gonna say Mexican?
Say it again.
Klein, Texas, the guy filed, he divorced his wife, but he never told her. He forged the documents, forged her signature, and forged the notary signature. She ends up getting all this court paperwork in May. He calls the cops, they investigate, they realize he'd done the forgery. They have not found him yet, but he could get up to 10 years in prison if he's found.
I'm gonna say he got his green card and got tired of her, and he's trying to divorce her. Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna go Mexican, final answer?
Yeah.
All right, Reno, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, the profile is Texas, Texas. We've got a Texas man who was wanted by police for divorcing his wife without telling her. She got the papers, had no idea that she was getting a divorce. I guess he was also remarried, or...
I don't know. All I know, he faked the whole thing. She got us called the cops. Cops investigated. The whole thing was a fraud, a forgery. But Reno, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And in the end, you went Mexi.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry. White?
Black.
Ah.
Did they catch him?
They haven't caught him yet.
They haven't
still
caught
looking
him
for
yet.
Him, yeah.
Eyes on the run. But he's free.
He's a free man.
He's free.
Technically, he's still married, though.
I was going to say, that doesn't count.
He tried.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right. Got a little couple monologue jokes for you, and like we've been doing, we'll figure out if this is an actual monologue joke written by a professional and a team of writers on a late-night show,
mm-hmm.
or has Ted Smith written this joke himself?
Okay, all right, and these are, some of these are actually real jokes, some of them are your jokes.
Well, mine are real too, Miles.
Okay,
all
right. Well, yeah,
so, a little respect on my jokes.
Sorry, yeah, that's true. We'll find out.
Delta flight had to make an emergency landing after it plummeted 30,000 feet in 2 minutes. Delta gave every passenger a free round trip ticket and a new pair of pants.
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan Damn O'Brien. It. Oh, out of nowhere comes Conan O'Brien. Who knew?
Damn it, man. But right, though, that, if there's anything that's going to...
In your defense, I haven't had a Conan one yet, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Forgot
Good stuff.
It.
All right.
You see this? In Florida, the United States Coast Guard seized more than 12,000 pounds of cocaine. It's a shame for people who party in South Beach, but also New York City, where a lot of coke ends up. The mayor in New York said this might be the time the city actually sleeps.
Seth Myers.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith or Richard?
Ted Smith.
Sing it all day. What other city could you mention? I'm like, New York, the city never sleeps.
Vegas.
Yeah, but Vegas coke comes from the West.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, we know the routes. You can taste it.
Talk about the drug routes.
In the back of your
sorry. I'm just like, no, Miles, no way. They wouldn't bring us to
West
Miami.
Coast tastes like petroleum.
All right.
Here we go.
About 75 people showed up today to storm Area 51 in the raid. Honestly, nothing exciting happened. One person was arrested for public urination. Meanwhile, the internet was left with 75 less trolls. One guy was quoted as saying, "This straight up sucks. I miss the basement."
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith. All right.
Oh, good work, nerds.
Okay.
There's nothing there. You're not going to get an alien anyhow.
Yeah. I knew it was yours when you said today. Because that actually was today.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That was the tell. That was the only way I knew.
All right. A new coffee shop in Seattle opened up called Dream Boys, which claims to be the only coffee shop in the state operated by shirtless men. But it's got nothing on Starbucks.
Kimmel?
Sapphire.
Damn it.
Starbucks?
That one was so stupid, I thought you guys might be like, that's got to be a Ted joke. Starbucks?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You just replaced a letter. Whew. Did you hear about this one? There's a guy doing a monologue and he ran out of jokes.
Oh.
Okay. Good times.
You want good news or sad news? Well, play some sad music, Miles.
You want sad news already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
All right, let me find the sad music.
I have the saddest list for everybody here.
I have the
today.
Sad orchestra right or fire up here.
This is what I do. I emotionally roller coaster. I get them laughing, and then I sadden them out.
You're a weird dude.
Well, that has nothing to do with this, but you are correct. Miles, these are some of the saddest moments in TV history. What do you guys remember? Ooh. It's a sad moment in TV history?
Final episode of MASH.
Good call.
That's about it, man.
I mean, as far as the program is concerned, I mean, I was sad when certain shows were gone, but I don't think I remember a specific episode of something that kind of, you know.
That's because you're heartless.
Yeah, I just, most of the stuff I watch doesn't do that. You know, like when I think sad, I think my team losing a football game in the last second.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, a lot of this, right? So, like, on this list, they have the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Miles, you know this one well. They say one of the saddest episodes of TV history when Will was abandoned by his father for a second time, leading to an emotional moment between Will and Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil died too.
Oh, Jesus.
Years later, but.
Oh, okay.
This is pretty sad.
It's like,
pretty
how sad they want to make the episodes?
Man.
Uncle Phil?
Saddest moments of TV history. Lost.
Nope.
I'm gonna read it. Not laugh.
Okay.
It's okay. These are fictional shows. When Charlie died while shutting down the mechanical device that was blocking transmissions to the island, he also sacrificed himself to save Desmond.
I think it was actually written out of the show. But the actor himself was pissed about that. Like, man, that's not how I wanted to go.
Saddest moments of TV history. Spoiler alert. Game of Thrones. Hodor died. Holding the door.
Come on, man. You knew he was going down. Like, on that show, there's just certain people. If you really like them, they're going to die.
Saddest moments in TV history. The Simpsons.
What?
When Homer reunites with his mother, who he had thought died when he was a baby. But she isn't able to stay long before disappearing again.
Oh, no.
The Simpsons.
I mean, I think it makes a lot more sense what's going on with Homer a lot of the times.
I think we know a little bit more about one of the writers.
Okay. Yeah, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Happy days. When Richie almost dies in a motorcycle accident, there's a moment where Fonzie, comes into the hospital alone and breaks down and cries.
Well, he was a tough guy.
Oh, my leather jacket's getting wet.
The salt from my tears.
Saddest moments in TV history. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Another tremendously
wow. Tough.
You know what? I'm just going to read this one straight up. When Buffy discovers that her mother has suddenly died from a brain aneurysm and she wasn't able to save her.
Well, sure. That's taking the easy way out.
Buffy's not a doctor.
Let's make the show sad. Your mom has a brain aneurysm. Man, she's dead. Like anyone could do that.
Your mom had cancer, but you couldn't save her.
I'm not a doctor.
I don't know anything about that.
We go to Cheers. This one involves Coach. And I know what you're thinking. Probably when Coach died.
Actually, really did die.
Yeah, wrong. It's when Coach confronts his daughter, Lisa, and forbids her from marrying Roy because he doesn't treat her right.
Why is that sad? That's a smart move.
Yeah, so that's the thing that's to do, sad. Coach.
That's what you do.
Go, Coach!
Well,
maybe we should watch the episode. Be like, hey.
Yeah, what's the version of bad?
It's
physical
just
abuse, mental abuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever it is. Yeah, don't marry the guy. He's a jerk.
All right. Then the number one, this one is kind of brutal. Thrill, you might remember this one. Saddest moments of TV history. How I Met Your Mother. When Marshall is struggling with his possible infertility.
No,
he can't make much different.
He can't make infidelity. A baby. Right, he's not cheating on her. He can't make a baby. And then he finds out that his dad has also had a heart attack and died.
Oh, wow, what a double whammy. What a tough week.
Wow.
My sperm doesn't swim and my dad's dead.
Cool.
The bloodline lands with me.
Unbelievable.
That's what they named that episode. How I Met Your Mother. The bloodline ends with Marshall.
You don't have to worry about that. Your brother took care of it.
Yeah, there's one. But I like saying that to people. It sounds so much better. And we're just like, I'm not sure I want to have kids. I just go, the bloodline ends with me. So it sounds
better?
You'll
never hear the name Smith again.
Right.
It's over.
No more sad. This is good music. This is good news here. Mike, help me out. Mayim Bialik?
Blossom.
Blossom. Oh. I know. I don't want to call her Blossom, but...
Mayim Bialik?
Thank you.
Mayim Bialik.
And Jim, is it Parsons?
Parsons.
I know. obviously, you know they both work on Big Bang Theory, but now they're working together. They're co-producing a sitcom called Carla, which is now in running to be... basically, it could be on Fox next fall. Blossom will star as Carla, a 39-year-old woman who spent the money her parents set aside for her wedding to open a cat cafe in Kentucky.
Wow. All right, a cat cafe in Kentucky, because people there have the money to spend on their cats.
I've heard that's the one issue in Lexington.
Is that?
All the cat cafes.
No, there is no cat cafe.
Oh.
And everybody in Kentucky is pretty pissed.
Sure.
Well, also, they are the Wildcats.
That's a good point.
You know?
And who doesn't want to bring their cat with them everywhere?
There's a cat cafe by my house.
I'm sure there Cardinals.
It sells beer.
Are there any cats in it?
There is.
There's a cat cafe in my neighborhood. It's always empty.
The cat cafe is strange, too.
Right, because it's a cat cafe.
Now, with that said, I'd go to a dog park, drink beer, and pet random dogs. Probably get thrown out.
Your dogs have a different vibe, though.
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't imagine just hanging out in there, like, waiting for a cat to come over and bless me with a pet.
I mean, look, you go to someone's house, and they have a dog. The dog, maybe it likes you, maybe it doesn't, but it'll probably greet you at the door one way or another. You go to someone's house who has a cat, you say, hey, man, I heard you had a cat. Like, as soon as you knocked on the door, it disappeared. I'll see it in 3 days.
Mike's got two now. One disappears, I never see it, Lucy. But then the new one is like an attack cat.
Is that the one that's going to eat your pie that you spilled?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that cat was all over my legs. I was like, all right, little fella.
Attack cat.
Yeah.
Attack cat.
You got about 3 more pounds before you got problems. let's see. It won't be a full reunion. Jim isn't expected to actually be on the show. And Carla is based on the BBC, the BBC sitcom Miranda. I don't know why I read it like that. The BBC.
Come on.
Speaking of shows in development, I did read a thing the other day. One of my favorite shows, which is S's Creek, which you can't really say anywhere because of the name of the show, but fantastic show. One of the head writers there, Eugene Levy's son, Dan Levy, he signed a big deal with ABC and Disney to develop programs for them.
Really?
So
for their network?
For
their... Okay.
Yeah. Which I thought was great because that show is hysterical.
You know, I got through like a season or two, and then I kind of got off it. Okay. I should check it out again. Yeah, that one's on Netflix. That one's pretty good.
Yep.
I'm also excited Peaky Blinders is coming back. Peaky Blinders. Not Pinky, P
Peaky.
Peaky. Oh.
Peaky.
What is Peaky Blinders? I have heard the name.
Is that
I have
the
no
high school show you're watching?
Yeah, that was All-American. Hope that comes back for season two. No, Peaky Blinders is about the gangsters in England. They're not in London, but it's like right after World War One. This and that. They're gangsters. They take people's eyes.
Oh, wow.
It's okay. The Peaky Blinders.
Oh.
You don't mess with them.
Aha, I see.
I'd have called it Cheeky Blinders.
Oh, he's a cheeky blinder. Butt.
Cheeky monkey. Are you looking at my bum? Bum looker.
Mike, one day I'll show you that skit. We keep hearing about all the money that people are shelling out to get Seinfeld, Friends, this or that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Hollywood Reporter, says HBO Max paid billions of dollars for the exclusive streaming rights of all 12 seasons of The Big Bang Theory.
Really?
Steamy.
Billions. That billions. That's insane.
Well, they have it for 5 years.
Seems to me like you can make more money after the show's run its course than you can during the show's run.
Well, what do they all say? Like, you want to hit, what is it, 99 episodes, 100 episodes?
I think it's 100 and put you into syndication.
Whatever show you're on, like, man, let's just get to 100. If we get there, we will get paid until time ends.
Well, that's why sometimes with the Friends people, you go, what happened to them? Like, they don't have to work.
Right.
Like, they still do, but a lot of them do stuff off, like, behind the camera or whatever.
People, like, look what happened to them. I'm like, ask yourself this question. If you made, say, $8 million a year and all you had to do was wake up in the morning, what would you do? I'd do a whole lot of nothing.
I'd
do a whole lot of stuff. You just wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, I don't. For me, that seems like a very dangerous proposition.
Well, I mean, you've already done the work. You finished your work 15, 20 years ago, and we're just going to pay you on that until the day you die.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because, like, you're not even close to being older. I mean, you know... A lot of them aren't even in their 50s yet.
No, I'd be drinking, doing drugs. Hell, I'd be going crazy. Like, yeah. I don't care.
I'd be one of those people that, travels a lot more.
Maybe.
And tell everybody about it, too.
Well, wherever I travel, I would drink and do drugs.
Yeah, I would just say obnoxious stuff. Like, well, Mike, these eggs Benedict are good, but the ones I had in Barcelona were phenomenal. There's this very special hotel I go to. It's an Airbnb. Let's see. The X-Men are now officially part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mike will let you know what that means some other time.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know either.
It's all contract. It was something like Fox owned what? I don't know.
Were they transitioning?
Sony owned something else. Well, they couldn't be together because contractually, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Someone's contract ran out, the other one bought them, now they can pull them.
Can I try that joke again? Are they transitioning?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Come on now, see.
The X-Men.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Nobody?
No, dude, that wasn't bad. I just didn't catch it. I'm sorry.
I was thinking, are they coming back as all women?
Damn, I wish I caught it. Now I feel bad. Because it's not funny when you have to explain it.
Right, I know.
But it was funny.
At the time.
But I whiffed. And now your joke sucks. But it was great.
Professor X.
I apologize. Yeah. Damn it.
Now it does.
Professor X was played by Patrick Stewart and James McAvoy in the previous movies. Professor X, no relation to Nat X.
Or Malcolm.
Yeah. I just think about the talk show he had. It's only 15 minutes. It's all the... That's another SNL skit. Anyhow, now they're talking about, Mike, you like this, Bryan Cranston might be Professor X.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Why does that make you happy?
Because he loves him, and he loves Breaking Bad. I got to answer that for you.
I know, but he's not going to play remotely the character he played. But, like, Professor X did not make meth, and so far as we know. I would try some mutant methamphetamine.
Mutant meth?
I mean, like, look, man. Because look at the cats he's got behind him, right? So, I don't know. This chick can shoot lightning out of her butt or whatever's going on. There's this blue dude, but he's pretty athletic. I'm like, I might try that.
I mean, if I could grow, like, things out of my hand, like Wolverine,
He doesn't seem happy enough for him. But look, look at meth heads now, and, their skin's just falling off, and they look like crap. At least the X-Men, like, if I smoked meth and I could do that, like, cool.
Yeah, I just think it'd be awesome to shoot those out of my hand. I don't shoot much out of my
hand. Anything out of your hand.
The problem is, you still got to fight.
Yeah, I do.
Like, if you're a bad fighter of those, like, someone's going to stab you with your own hand.
I took him. Made him punch himself.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Colorado Mother of the Year puts an injured bobcat in the backseat of her car with her three-year-old child. Meanwhile, a Florida serial flasher tells cops he's just an a-hole. What can I say? And then he smiles. In Fort Collins, Colorado, not only can you smoke weed, but you can also go topless as well. Delta Airlines flight plummets 30,000 feet in minutes, which is absolute living hell. And a South American man is drug away by a lion quickly. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. A serial flasher was caught by... Oh, am I on it?
Hang on.
Just a little loud, man.
There it is.
Hang on.
There we go.
Ruin the news.
There we go. That's better. I was saying...
Stay calm.
A serial flasher was caught by police after they found him driving around a Target parking lot. The man had already been arrested but failed to appear in court for driving around other parking lots and pleasuring himself, and this led to an arrest warrant being put out for him. As he was being arrested, officers asked why he did it, to which he honestly responded, quote, I'm just an a-hole. What can I say?
Right? He's an asphalt man.
Asphalt man.
He drives around parking lots and masturbates.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
That is so boring.
Gosh.
And creepy.
It's all of those things. And unnecessary.
You know what? You do what you want to with your Tuesday nights. I'm going to do what I want to with my Tuesday.
I mean, at least drive around when no one's there or something.
Another news, sticking to the realm of nudity, a Colorado city is making headlines after it dropped a ban on women going topless. Lawmakers have come forward and said that it's not worth the money to fight the ordinance, so they're dropping it altogether.
And most women still won't. I mean, it's really not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Where was this at?
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Famous for the topless women.
Seems like the new place to be.
Intimate booking flights.
Yeah. Not the massive brewery in New Belgium there that people know and love.
Fat tires. Show your fat tires.
I never thought to go to Colorado for the naked women.
All right. It has happened again, Jen.
Man versus beast.
Run it.
Miles, it is your absolute nightmare. I control the man versus beast button today. I can hit this thing as many times as I want. You think it's it?
Yeah. Sure.
Let's do it.
Man versus beast.
Give the people what they want.
Man versus beast.
Give the people what they want, Mike.
I think the beast won.
It did indeed. All right, we heard about this earlier
today. Get Eastwood on the line.
We head on down to South Africa, where a man had an unfortunate encounter with a lion. The disturbing video was posted online of an elderly man walking into the enclosure as the lion walks away, but soon turns and bolts for the door as the lion charges him.
It's not an unfortunate encounter. You specifically walked into a caged area where the lion is.
That's a fact. He unfortunately did not make it out in time and was actually dragged back into the enclosure by the big cat and over toward a more secluded area. Shots were fired to deter the animal, but not before he got a few swipes in, mauling the man in the process. He's currently in intensive care. The lion, however, wasn't so lucky.
It's almost like you kept that thing behind this big-ass fence because maybe it's dangerous.
Right?
And it's at a place called the Predator, whatever. I mean, I don't know.
The scariest thing is just, like, that dude, you can see his whole body change when he realizes that lion's coming from him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For him.
It's almost like a survival instinct.
This is not like getting in a fight with the big guy at the bar. Like, this is something, there's no rationale. It wants to kill you.
And I'm just trying to figure out why.
And it can.
Why he was in there in the first place. You know, there's a guy, it's this big square cage, and you can see kind of one of the other lines of the fence, if you will. Guy's almost luring the lion away, tapping on the cage, right, trying to get him away. So he needed to go in there for a reason.
What do you think that reason could possibly be?
I have no idea.
If you threw my car keys in there, I'd be like, well, call the locksmith.
He owned the place, so obviously he knew what was going on, but you don't send the old guy into the lion enclosure.
I mean, eventually, like, the lion's just going to lion. I think that guy's probably been in there before, but That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
When that lion starts, like, looks at him and starts coming towards him, you could see his, like, he's like, I have made a grave mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you own the place and you put it in an enclosure. I assume that you put it in an enclosure because you understand that this thing can F your day up at will, right?
And he did. The airlines are in the news again. This time we head to Florida, where a plane scared the ever-living out of passengers. Again, we talked about this one earlier today. Mid-flight, the pilot told passengers that they would need to descend to a lower altitude due to cabin pressure, and that's when the plane went into a dive, dropping 30,000 feet in less than 8 minutes. After the fall, the flight crew moved fast to reestablish comfort for the passengers. The issues are being investigated by the company and the FAA.
No offense, they don't do anything to reestablish the comfort of the customers. The thing that reestablishes the comfort of the customers is when a plane stops falling out of the sky.
It's fact.
And it seems like someone's in control. It doesn't matter what you have to say at that moment.
But the passengers also talked about it, that the crew there on the flight was going up and down, checking to make sure that everybody was okay constantly.
I understand that.
Trying to reestablish a little bit of order there. Which I gotta say, I appreciate, okay? If you're gonna drop me 30,000 feet in 8 seconds.
Eight minutes, my bad.
Riding a bull. In 8 minutes, yeah, I kinda wanna know for sure that everything's gonna be okay.
No offense, people are texting, you know, their loved ones. Hey, man, this is, I'm smoking a cigarette. That's all.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. Men's room rules, and we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, except three of those. But in the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.